We are going to continue with the litany, the prayers. You are invited to stand as you are able as we share these. And one other note before I share this, and that is that there are some prayers to share with the congregation. First off, we received news that Lucy Leach had a little bit of a fall yesterday. She is in the hospital. From what I understand, she has a broken neck. She's not in pain, but it is going to be a neck brace probably for the next 4 to 6 weeks and probably in a care facility as well. Mal Miner is also in the hospital. They're checking on him for some shoulder pain that he has, and they're probably going to keep him overnight as well. So we remember Lucy and Mal particularly in our prayers this evening. Let us bow our heads in prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the holy Christian church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord. For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord. For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord. For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our spiritual wellness, Lord, that you would continue to point out those weak spots, not so that we're discouraged, but simply so that we can fend off the attacks of Satan, so that we can be further strengthened by Christ and his promises in our life through the waters of baptism. Lord, this evening we also pray for those that are going through transitions and concerns. We especially uplift Lucy this evening. Lord, we thank you for the doctors and nurses that are caring for her and making decisions for the days and weeks ahead. We pray for relief from pain, but also that her heart would not fall into despair, but that her trust would be increased, that you trust in you would be increased as she faces this challenge. Also for Mal Miner, Lord, tonight as he undergoes testing, we pray for your presence to uplift and sustain him. We pray for clarity in what they are planning to treat him with. And we pray for his son, Matt, too, as decisions are made for his care and his well-being. And Lord, this evening we also, on our hearts, but also vocally with our mouths, uplift names and concerns that are on our hearts this evening. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, coming judge, keep us ever watchful, that we might not stain our garments with sin. Through the working of the Holy Spirit, strengthen our lives so that on the last day we are found to be prepared for your coming. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen.